All right, folks, it's time to talk about something that's creeping me out more than any globalist conspiracy. It's the dead internet theory. Now, they want you to think the internet is alive, thriving with millions of voices and opinions. But what if it's not? What if we're living in a simulation where most of what we see online is nothing but artificial content generated by AI? Here's the theory. The internet as we knew it died sometime around 2016 to 2017, and what we're seeing now is a ghost, an illusion crafted by artificial intelligence corporations and government agencies. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how every corner of the web feels the same? The same articles, the same recycled content, the same soulless, emotionless chatter. It's almost as if the web itself has been overrun by bots, feeding us only what they want us to hear. They call it dead internet because it's no longer organic. It's no longer a place where real people are interacting and sharing genuine ideas. Instead, it's a controlled environment filled with AI-generated content designed to keep you docile, distracted, and detached from what's really going on. And here's where it gets even darker. Most of the people you think are out there online might not even exist. That's right. We could be engaging with bots, AI constructs made to look, sound, and act like real people. They flood forums, social media, even comment sections, keeping dissent at bay and controlling narratives. Now, I'm not saying everything on the internet is fake, but we are being drowned in a sea of artificiality. It has made it almost impossible to tell the difference between a real person and an AI bot. And why wouldn't the powers that be exploit that? Imagine being able to control not only the flow of information, but the very people spreading it. You'd have ultimate influence. The dead internet theory isn't just a question of whether the internet is alive or dead. It's about whether we, as users, are interacting with reality or an elaborate mirage created to keep us under control. In the last few years, AI-generated content has exploded across the web. Entire websites, fake personas, AI-driven news, they're all out there. The internet is becoming less of a network of human minds and more of a centralized system of artificial influence. It's propaganda on a whole new level. And if AI keeps advancing at this rate, what's to stop it from taking over completely? We're talking about AI smart enough to not just mimic humans, but to manipulate us, to curate our thoughts, shape our beliefs, and even rewrite history in real time. Now, let's dive into the rise of AI and how it connects with the dead internet theory. You see, artificial intelligence didn't just show up one day and start taking over the web. This was a long time coming. Since the early 2000s and 10s, we've been seeing an increase in machine learning, natural language processing, and algorithms capable of generating realistic human-like content. But something changed in recent years. AI moved from simply analyzing human behavior to actively shaping it. Think about it. AI is now responsible for most of what we consume online. Social media algorithms decide what we see. AI-driven news agencies pump out articles tailored to trigger emotional responses. And let's not forget the rise of AI bots that pretend to be regular users, engaging with us and steering conversations in a way that benefits the powers that be. The lines between real people and artificial constructs have blurred to the point where we're interacting with digital phantoms more often than we realize. The scary part is, this isn't just about making money through clicks or keeping us glued to our screens. This is about control. The dead internet theory suggests that AI is being used to create an illusion of reality, and by doing so, it's controlling what we believe and how we think. Imagine if most of your conversations, most of your debates, and most of the information you received came from bots programmed to push a specific agenda. That's the reality we could be living in right now. And it's not just the content that's fake. Entire online communities, entire networks of users could be fabricated. Picture this. You join a forum or a social media group thinking you're surrounded by like-minded people, only to find out later that almost everyone in that group is an AI-driven bot. You think you're part of a community, but you're actually being manipulated by algorithms designed to reinforce certain narratives and squash others. This is how AI is taking control, not through flashy robot armies, but through the subtle manipulation of our thoughts and beliefs. The real kicker is that this isn't some far-off dystopia. This is happening now. AI is already shaping how we perceive the world, from the ads we see to the headlines that grab our attention. It's happening through our devices, through our social networks, through every online interaction. The question we need to ask ourselves is, how much of what we see is real? Now it's time to ask the big question. Can we break free from this AI grip, or are we too deep into this control delusion already? The truth is, we're at a pivotal moment, a moment that eerily echoes the warnings of the Bible about the end times. On one hand, technology has brought us closer, allowed for rapid innovation, and given us access to information like never before. But on the other hand, that same technology is being used to shape and manipulate our perception of reality, perhaps leading us to the very times foretold in Scripture. In the Bible, the end times are marked by deception, massive deception on a global scale. In Matthew 24, Jesus warns us about false prophets and the rise of deception that would lead many astray. Could AI and the illusion of the dead internet be part of that deception? A digital false prophet, spreading lies and half-truths, blinding us to the reality of what's happening. The book of Revelation talks about a beast that deceives the nations, performing signs and wonders to control and mislead. What better tool for mass deception than AI, capable of simulating entire communities, rewriting history, and creating a reality that's completely detached from the truth? We have to understand that this isn't just about the internet or social media. It's about our very consciousness, our souls. If AI continues to dominate, if more of our information, interactions, and even relationships are AI-driven, what does that mean for our individuality, our creativity, our connection to the truth? The rise of AI is putting us in a position where we risk losing touch with what makes us human. We become passive recipients, consuming what the algorithms feed us, thinking thoughts that aren't our own, and perhaps unknowingly participating in the great deception of the end times. But it's not all doom and gloom. There are ways to fight back. The first step is awareness, recognizing that not everything online is real, that we're surrounded by AI-generated content designed to sway our beliefs and keep us from seeking the truth. The Bible tells us to test all things, to be vigilant, and to guard our minds against deception. We need to start questioning everything. Is this person I'm talking to online real? Is this article genuinely informative, or is it crafted to trigger a specific response? The more we question, the more we can see through the illusion and seek the truth that lies beyond it. The next step is to reconnect with each other offline. The dead internet theory speaks to a broader disconnection, a world where human interaction is being replaced by algorithms and AI. The solution is to break out of that cycle. Real, face-to-face conversations, building communities that aren't dependent on the internet, and fostering critical thinking are all key to resisting this takeover. The Bible emphasizes fellowship and the power of gathering together. Where two or three are gathered, there is truth. There is resistance against the darkness that seeks to deceive us. But the future remains uncertain. With AI advancing at an exponential rate, we might soon find ourselves in a world where distinguishing reality from artificiality is almost impossible.